Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina and comedian Enya Martins here. Hiya, Enya.
Hey, what's the crack?
First time on the show. I've never actually met you in person before, and you're flying. You've just been announced as part of the Paddy Power Comedy Festival happening at the Ivy Gardens. Excited?
Yeah, like this is my third time to be part of the Comedy Festival in the Ivy Gardens. So it's my first time actually headlining it. Headlining one of the 10. So that's exciting. I've always kind of been a support act. So I've worked my way up.
How long are you doing this, Enya? How long have you been really doing the comedy?
So I think I started my first stand-up, a comedy slot, a comedy club slot for about 5 minutes. That was in about 2017. So I seriously kind of started doing it then, I suppose, the summer of 2017. I think I did Vicar Street then in 2018. Yeah, and the rest is history. So jeez. I actually never planned on going into stand-up when I started the page. I was just it never ever appealed to me. I just prefer to hide behind a camera, so it's mad now that I actually am doing shows.
That's mad. So we're just having a bit of a laugh really, and the next thing the whole thing took off. Isn't it crazy though? Because I bet those 5 minutes that you did the stand-up, you were probably thinking about it for ages beforehand, going, oh my god.
Oh, 100%. And it's mad now because my solo show now is about an hour and 15, and 5 minutes felt like eternity when I stood on stage. And now you're on stage and you're doing an hour and 15 and you're just your manager. It's just like, okay, we can't go over an hour and 15 like the last time, and you're like gonna have to wrap it up around an hour and 15. I was like, oh my god, I suppose doing other comedy clubs like the Laugh Lounge and stuff, 20 minutes used to seem like an eternity. I used to think I didn't have enough material for it. So now you're trying to sit down, you're trying to think, right, what will I put into this show for the comedy festival? That you're putting in your best stuff, because it's a festival, you kind of need to stand on stage and be at your best.
And is it a case of then kind of standing in the mirror and practicing so that you get the time and down to a T?
I suppose the main places that I practice would be in my car, if I'm going on a drive or I'm stuck in traffic, and I just talk to myself. I'd say if anyone was looking in the window, they'd probably just assume I'm talking on loudspeaker on the phone, but I'm not, I'm talking to myself. And then in the shower as well, I wouldn't really stand in front of the mirror and talk to myself. It's kind of in moments like that when I'm on my own or out on a walk and stuff. But you do have to kind of say it out loud for it to sound funnier,
Yeah. And do you record it all then so that you figure out the timing?
I actually, to be honest, don't record my sets barely ever. I have this massive clock that I put on stage. And that helps me keep me timing right. So I always know, right, I only have 5 minutes left. I'm going to have to skip that part so I can do this part, which is probably better, And it's great now because, like I said, I used to be terrified of going under time. And the fact that I've so much material now to choose from, it's great. And then I'm in the process of writing a new show. So I've been trying out new jokes and stuff and they're going down great. So I always get excited when I have new material to try.
So what kind of things are on your hit list then when it comes to comedy? Because I know you love doing the real dub kind of videos, don't you, on social media. Who are the targets? Would it be ex-boyfriends or who do you like to talk about in your shows?
Yeah, so a lot of feedback that I get from the shows is that it's so relatable. So I use this as an example. If I drove a bread truck and I stood up there and I just made jokes about driving a bread truck, there's very few people in the country that would be able to relate to that. So what I do is I just talk about stuff that I'm comfortable talking about. So my relationship, moving in with the boyfriend over lockdown, going on holidays with the other half, the in-laws and stuff. Like everyone can relate to that. Even if you're single at the moment, you are in a relationship at one point in time where you can relate to that stuff. And you know what? It's refreshing as well to see a woman on stage, literally giving men stick rather than the other way around.
There's nothing, in one of your past shows, you talked about the self-service chills, the bane of my life, Enya. These are the everyday things, aren't they? The worst. You always need the help of the girl anyway. So what's the point?
You do, and you swore it wasn't their job to help you. And it's the amount of times as well that I leave stuff behind me and
the tutting.
I know, it's just so cliche, but it's true, they are going to take over the world eventually.
And come here to me, at this festival, there's 90 artists performing across 36 shows. So it's happening between the 21st of July and the 24th of July. And we're talking big, big names here as well, aren't we? We've got Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Burr, Neil Delamere, Foyle Arms and Hogg, and so much more. Now, who do you kind of like out of that bunch?
I love all of them. I was at the Cat Laugh Festival this weekend, and David O'Doherty and Jason Bourne were on the same lineups as me, and I have to say they were brilliant. And it's very hard to watch comedy being a comic because you do tend to compare yourself, but I actually really enjoyed their sets. And again, love Tommy as well, love Foyle Arms and Hogg stuff, watch them they moved from the social media and YouTube onto stage as well. So
yeah,
they're great. Like it's there's so much talent in this country, and it's great that there is social media, like a platform to showcase that, you know, because otherwise you would have to come up the ranks through like the comedy clubs, and that's changing now.
Yeah.
With the times, like I started on screen, then I moved on to stage, you know, whereas it was the other way around.
It's getting the guts though, isn't it? Some people who might be really funny, they might be too scared to put the stuff out there in case someone thinks that they aren't funny and they're just making a show of themselves. But you know, when you're getting the traction on your videos and that, you know, when people are sharing them and everything, that you are funny.
Yeah, like when I was in school, like when I'm on stage and stuff, like that's probably a bit more of an exaggerated version of myself on stage, but like I was like that in school. In secondary school, I really came out of my shell, and I'm 100% myself, and it's great that people love you for that rather than you pretending to be someone else, you know.
Yeah, were you a nightmare then for the teachers, Enya?
You know what, they actually used to love me, because I know, like, there's obviously students who are really cheeky in general and bold and stuff like that, but like they used to know that I was cheeky in a funny way, you know. I'd always have a comeback for them, but and they'd probably say that themselves if you ever spoke to them. Like, I definitely came out Michelle, like in the later years in school. Anyone I went to primary school with, they were like, you're a comedian, do you remember how quiet you were in school? Like, it's bizarre for them to believe that.
That's me as well. Sure, there wasn't a peep out of me, and here I am on the radio of SCAS, isn't it, how things happen. So the tickets are being sold on a show by show basis, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. So you buy a ticket for a lineup pretty much, and then you go to that tent and see it.
And there's loads of American acts and UK acts and everything coming in. I'm just hoping that the weather is good, because there's nothing like it in the Ivy Gardens when the weather's good.
Oh, it's a lovely venue as well for like that type of thing. And yeah, if the weather's nice, lovely, you're sitting out on the green and you're having a few drinks before you go and watch the show.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Well, look, the best of luck, Enya. Thanks for coming on, first time on the show, first time talking to you. And we will look forward to seeing you at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival in the Ivy Gardens in Dublin. Cheers, Enya.
Thanks.
See you. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.